Report: Teen charged in rape, murder of cousin Lily Peters as son of convicted pedophile. By Amy Furr on April 29, 2022. The 14-year-old accused of raping and murdering Lily Peters in Wisconsin is reportedly the child of a convicted pedophile. 37-year-old Adam Berger was in jail for 3 years once pornographic photos of little girls were found on his phone, the Daily Mail reported Thursday. His son, Carson Peters Berger, is facing a possible life sentence and was charged in the girl's death with first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree sexual assault, and first-degree sexual assault of a child. According to a prosecutor, the boy accused of killing the 10-year-old girl in Chippewa Falls knew the child and planned the attack. Lily's body was found Monday on a trail the day after she vanished as she returned home from a visit to her aunt's house. She was initially reported missing by her father. According to police, and officials found her bicycle in a wooded area nearby. According to charging documents for Adam Berger, 10 pornographic photos showing very young girls in spread-legged positions were found on his phone. The Mail report continued, adding the man's face was superimposed on some of the images and he had drug paraphernalia inside his residence. Berger reportedly lives in a halfway house but is on supervised probation and listed on the sex offender registry, the outlet said. He and his lawyers had opposed extended probation because he would not have had unsupervised visits with his son, who he described in a letter as being the best of me. Other letters filed in support of his bid to regain unsupervised contact with his son describe an unhappy child who never smiled and looked miserable in the company of his mother Lowry Davis, 45. Davis was reportedly the sister of Lily's father, Alex Peters, and was apparently in a relationship with convicted fraudster John Repetto. She lived in the home where Lily was last seen. Lily died from blunt force trauma and strangulation, officials said Thursday, according to the New York Post. The preliminary autopsy also found her cause of death to be a homicide, and a final report was expected in the coming weeks, Chippewa County Coroner Ron Patton told the outlet. Lily may have been assaulted with a large tree branch, according to Patton. There's other damage to the body, but we're not sure what caused that at this point, he added.